USA Radio News.
Democrat Nancy Pelosi was elected Speaker of the House by a 220 to 192 vote. Pelosi wasted no time as the next Speaker of the House.
We gather in this chamber for a sacred ritual under the dome of this temple of democracy, the capital of the United States. I'm particularly proud to be the woman Speaker of the House of this Congress, which marks the 100th year of women having the right to vote.
Thursday marks the 13th day of the partial government shutdown with no end in sight, the main sticking point still being border security, as both sides, Democrats and Republicans, are digging their heels in. White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says President Trump is just looking for border security.
You can call it whatever you want. In other words, we need border security. It may include a wall. It may include steel slats. He tweeted this out. He talked about this.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The partial government shutdown has affected the latest government report on first-time jobless claims. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes from Washington.
Filings for U.S. unemployment benefits increased to more than 230,000 last week, but economists weren't surprised. They say the increase is from government workers who've been affected by the partial federal government shutdown, causing the furlough of about 350,000 workers. Even with a rise in claims, the average number submitted was still near the lowest average since 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Donut sticks are being added to the breakfast menu at McDonald's. Business Insider says the fast food chain will have the cinnamon-flavored deep-fried snack for a limited time starting next month. Customers will be offered a deal, which includes six donut sticks and a small coffee for $1.99. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Janerator is the first female fire chief in West Virginia. She's doing what she can and making a big impact on their state's fight against the opioid epidemic. She recently released a TED Talk on Netflix where she talked about the fact that opioid deaths in her state are down over 50%. She joined CBS This Morning and talks about why.
I think that the big issue or what has really worked is we have come together as a community. We have hundreds of people working diligently and putting their ego aside to work on this issue. And that matters. You know, we have competitors coming together to form something called PROACT, to provide a way to get somebody help within 2 hours of being assessed, whereas before it might take a couple days or a week to get somebody help who's suffering from substance use disorder.
Rader also believes it's key how we handle this addiction.
Somebody suffering from substance use disorder or addiction is actually a fragile person. Okay? They are hopeless. And the way we treat them can make their situation better or worse. So even a wisecrack made by somebody can make their situation worse. So we need to treat them with kindness and compassion and show them that they are a good person and that they do deserve to get better because they can.
Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.